Hari Bo, Srila Prabhupada's Mridanga and Harmonium, Ki Jai.
Research
technician.
I see. In biotech company. Pfizer. Recently, I joined here last 6 months.
I see.
As a full-time worker. Before then, I was a part-time worker, and before that, I was fully devoted to family. And before that, I was worker.
Is it Batik? Is that the name? The company.
Pfizer.
Pfizer.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And Dunya. Address the crowd, stand up, and no, you don't have to stand up. Speak out.
I was born in Croatia, and I moved to Australia at a very early age with my parents. Then I went back to Croatia during the war. And I met the British down there, and then I came here. Now here.
And she doesn't like to say this, but she's an artist. She's had exhibitions in galleries in Croatia, and she's a very fine artist. She's done a beautiful portrait of Radha and Krishna that's is hung up in our place in the temple.
She's the one who engraved your
color. Yeah, all right. So now you know who the suspect was. Okay, and Yamuna? Jamuna's whole family is going to be here tonight. That's Vishaka, her daughter, and her sons are going to also be here. Who? Suryakant, Advaita, who else?
Perhaps Krishna.
Very good. And her husband, Nam Sankirtan, who passed away from us a few years ago, is also a wonderful devotee, initiated devotee, who lived in several temples, and we honor him every year in the temple in Potomac. So thank you for coming. Yamuna also does a lot of cooking at the temple and a lot of service, right? We're very, very grateful to have her here. And now we're going to attack these young girls. What's your name?
Priyanka.
Priyanka. Priyanka. Oh, Priyanka. Okay. Priyanka, what's your surname, last name? Okay. You live here, I bet. Yeah. And what do you want to be when you grow up?
Doctor.
Uh-huh. And do you want to deliver babies or just fix people when they get sick?
I don't know.
You'll see. Okay. Do you want to do operations? Okay. You won't have to do any operations. You'll just do Ayurvedic, acupressure and things like that, right? Okay. Say your name? Huh? Braja. And your surname? That's your last name. Last name. Okay. Braja Spillman. What do you want to be when you grow up? How about you want to be a devotee? Okay, that's good enough. what's that banana eater over there? Eater of bananas. That's good. Madhumati. And she's the wife of Sesha, who is he coming later? He's on our temple board, and he's an attorney in the area in Washington, and these are his two daughters, Radha and Monkey. Yeah. Okay, Vishaka. And tell a little about what you do. You do so many things. Deity worship.
Yeah, I just do deity.
And cook for the deities. And if anyone gets the opportunity to go to the Sackler Gallery at the Smithsonian Institution at the mall, you can go in about 3 floors down and see an exhibit called the Puja exhibit. And in one room, they have a video in the wall. There's about 8 rooms of this particular exhibit. It's supposed to be running for 2 years. You'll see a video that shows what this gallery exposition shows is deity worship in people's homes and in roadside shrines and in temples. And in the temple section of this video, you'll see Vishakha offering arti to the deities, and it says, to temple to Krishna in Potomac, Maryland. And this whole video runs about 8 minutes over and over again, all day, every day, 7 days a week. So if you get a chance to go down to the mall, the Capitol Mall, it's the Smithsonian Museum area. There's one called the Sackler Gallery. It's very famous right in the mall. You can see Vishakha there doing arti. And then your name?
Avinash.
Huh? Avinash.
Yes.
And what do you do?
Nothing yet. I'll get the student.
Huh? I'm sorry.
Student.
Where?
At Newport High School.
What's your favorite topic to study?
Science and math.
Yeah. Do you want to be a mathematician or a scientist when you grow older?
Yeah. Whichever field in it interests
me. Yeah. What do you just see yourself doing if you live to be 70?
Retirement.
Where would you retire? Got any idea? Yeah, Himalayas maybe, huh? How about Vrindavan or someplace like that?
Yeah.
That's good. Good. And where are you from? Where do you live?
Oh, here.
In Silver Spring?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Rajasana?
Rajasana, definitely. I'm from England originally, and then I joined the temple in Australia, and then I moved here. So the temple, and then I moved here to work with Discord Communications last year.
And she took mridanga lessons from Bablu in Vrindavan.
She's still got play.
And becoming very good. Hari Bol, right? We're just giving introductions. We're coming around to you. All right, Alexi. Yeah, tell what you do.
I'm doing video editing, master video
editing. Mm. He's learned video editing on a digital video editing system. And what? Tell about this camera a little bit.
This is digital camera, new format.
Yeah.
Special kind.
Computer.
Yeah, digital.
Have you ever seen these, Aminash? Digital video cameras?
Yeah.
Is it a phone?
It carries a cassette in it, right? But the images are all digital rather than analog. You can have a look through it if you want. That's pretty nice. Good high resolution. All right, Lakshman. Do.
One, two, three.
Do.
My name is Lakshman and I'm from Nepal.
And how old are you?
I'm 16 years old.
Okay. And Lakshman has just graduated from the Bhaktivedanta Gurukul, International Gurukul in the temple at the Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. And he and this other devotee have been there for 7 years. And they're going to be here in America for at least 1 year, or maybe 6 months if you can't handle the cold. They're both from Nepal. Okay. Speak. You. Speak. Ditto. Just say ditto real loud. Ditto. Say ditto.
Ditto.
See, I told you he could speak Hindi. I'll say I'm a graduate of the Bhaktivedanta International Guru, Bhaktivedanta Swami International Gurukul. Say it in Hindi. Very loud. Go ahead. Say. I'm a graduate of. Good. In Hindi. We'll just.
No Hindi.
So their names, they're both the same age, Lakshman Bhandari, and they're both from Nepal. They're from Brahmin families, and they have graduated. They passed the Bhakti Shastri exam. It's the first time that this is Lakshman Doe in the saffron, and then Lakshman Ake is in the heavy coat. Just so we can distinguish. It's the first time Lakshman Doe has been out of India, and you've been in Nepal, and Lakshman Ake went to London for 6 weeks, right, last summer? Okay. So they're going to be with us for about a year. And maybe some of the new arrivals can introduce themselves, Madhu. Maybe some of the new arrivals. The gentleman first.
My brother's
tell everybody your name because they don't all know.
My name is Jeshwar Patel.
Jashubai.
Jashubai. I came before fortnight.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Very good.
First time I came.
This is Acharya Das. I live in Maryland. I'm a physician by profession.
Do you do operations?
No, I'm a medical doctor. I'm a medical doctor.
GP?
GP,
right. Okay. We have a lot of patients here. A lot of prospective patients. And you got your bead bag from Gopal Krishna Maharaj?
Initiated from Gopal Krishna Maharaj in 1982.
Oh, that's another thing. We should all say who we're initiated by. Anyway, it's too late now. And he gave you that bead bag?
Yes.
Made in Russia, right?
Made in Russia, right.
Wow, look at that. See, the thing is, if you wear one of those bead bags, no one will talk to you. They'll just stare at the bead bag and want to know where you got it. Where's it from? How is it made? Who made it? Really nice. Really nice. So Dwaita is the son of Yamuna and brother of Yashoda, right? I mean of Vishakha. Niece? It's okay. I just want to be sure I got it right. And can the ladies introduce themselves? They just came. Now in the front, three.
Hare Krishna. Hi Krishna. My name is Roshni. How do I explain this?
Just what we're doing is we're saying who we are, where we're from, where we live, and what we do. You're his.
Okay. I'm his brother, sister-in-law.
You're his brother's sister-in-law. Okay.
That's
much easier. Okay.
I'm first year nursing student.
First year, what kind of student?
Nursing.
Okay, good. And you're living here in?
Yeah.
Silver. Nice. Oh, that's very good. Okay.
And this is my mom. She just came from India. My dad.
All right. You're just visiting or you're going to stay around?
I'm going to stay here some time.
Very good. Okay.
I'm his grandmother, the Jaya's daughter.
Okay.
And I'm not doing anything right now. Taking some time off.
Just hanging out. Personal development, right? Okay. This is you're in the right place.
She's just recovering from major sickness. So.
Oh, okay. We'll pray for your speedy recovery.
Yes.
We wouldn't know by looking at you you were ever sick. Okay, I think. That's anybody we forgot?
Okay. This is Adita
Acharya's wife. Yes.
Know her. She's a good cook.
They're all good cooks.
She's a housewife.
Very good.
And she's initiated by Gopal Krishna.
Yeah. How many here are initiated by Gopal Krishna? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hey, Dwarkadish. You're cheating. He doesn't initiate anybody under 16. Very good. Very good. Okay. And how about initiated by Prabhupada? Raise your hands. Hey, you're on. No, doesn't count. Doesn't count. Others? Other gurus? Satsrup Maharaj? All right.
No, she's initiated by Mukunda Maharaj.
Anybody we felt we left out? Any gurus? Okay, that's good. So what we thought we'd do tonight is chant all together, like we usually do. And then we'll chant japa together. And then we'll have a little discussion. And then see how the spirit moves us. So you want to do a little lead us in a little chant? Yeah. We just usually we do like Prabhupada Pranama and some kind of Hare Krishna mantra.
Only one.
Shruti Priya, did you introduce yourself? Huh? You better speak out. And this lady, I don't know if we heard from her.
That's my mom.
That's your mom. What's her name?
Yeah.
Huh? Sarlam. Okay, very good.
She's 20 rounds.
20 rounds? Amazing. She's got us all beat, I think. Oh, okay, all right. Janice, you know, I think I forgot my cartels, huh? His little bag that was in a shelf? I don't think I brought him. If you didn't bring him, I didn't bring him. That's okay, we've got cartels. That's all right. All right, all right. Does it work all right? Maybe you want her to show you what this... Is it all right?
Yeah, no, I think...
Because sometimes the stops are weird.
No, it's just...
If you want to do anything with these, you can just take this off. If you want to make a drone or anything. Did you get this in Delhi?
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
You got it in Delhi.
It's a little high.
How much, you know, what it cost? Oh, she got it. Okay.
Something $50-$60.
No. No way. Not 50 bucks. Must have been at least 100, 200, 200 at least.
300?
No. Two, two.
No. 2,000 rupees he got, maximum.
2,000 rupees?
This one is 2,000.
It's very cheap. Okay, is it working? You can't monitor the sound though with it. You cannot get sound? You can't monitor the sound. Is it possible to hear the sound? Is it possible to monitor the sound? There's no place.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Madhu. Madhu. Do you want to chant a little more or speak a little bit now? Okay. So what I was thinking we might do today, instead of just lecture formally like we usually do, is maybe we could read something from Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, like one verse, and just ask everyone to say a few words about it. Or give, not even say a few words about it, but just say what it means to you. Maybe we could do that. I mean, I could start off reading, maybe say something, and then could just each tell what it means to me. We don't have to give a lecture, but just so that we get some discussion. Not an exam. I mean, the reason I'm saying this is because everybody has realizations, and everyone applies the philosophy in one way or another to their lives, and so each person has a little different sense of what whatever they read means. So rather than make it like a formal lecture or an exam of what's right or wrong, the reason I'm bringing this up is that Prabhupada once did this when we were all very new devotees in 26 Second Avenue, the first temple. And it was on Janmasthami. He'd only been in America maybe 6 months, and the temple had only been established about 2.5 months. So he asked everyone to just say a few words. And of course, we were completely petrified because he was Prabhupada, you know. But what we just, and then, you know, if someone hesitated, just said, just speak something of you, how you feel about the Hare Krishna movement. So we were able to say a few words. So anyway, let's just try it. We have nothing to lose. You want to do this one? Okay. Sarvasya chahamriti sani vishto matak smriti yaganam apoanam cha. Vedaishya sarvaham eva vedyo vedantakrita veda vedeva chaham. Prabhupada's translation is, I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of the Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. So there's a very long purport to this verse. Very famous verse that Prabhupada quotes many times. So maybe I'll just read one paragraph and then we can start talking. So be thinking. I'll read the verse again and we can think about it. This is Krishna speaking. Sarvasya chahamriti sani vishto. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. So maybe once more we can say it responsively so we can remember the words. I am seated in everyone's heart. And from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. So, you know, we just might think of one thought that makes us think of, just one part of that, and some thought I've had, or something it means to me that's important, or some realization I have, or some way in which maybe I've applied this, some part of this verse to my life. So read it once more, and then Prabhupada's purport. I'm seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. And this is the first paragraph of Prabhupada's purport. The Supreme Lord is situated as Paramatma in everyone's heart, and it is from Him that all activities are initiated. The living entity forgets everything of his past life, but he has to act according to the direction of the Supreme Lord, who is the witness of all his work. Therefore, he begins his work according to his past deeds. Required knowledge is supplied to him, and remembrance is given to him, and he forgets also about his past life. Thus the Lord is not only all-pervading, He is also localized in every individual heart. He awards the different fruitive results. He is worshipable not only as the impersonal Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the localized Paramatma, but as the form of the incarnation of the Vedas as well. The Vedas give the right direction to people so that they can properly mold their lives and come back to Godhead, back to home. The Vedas offer knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And Krishna, in his incarnation as Vyasadeva, is the compiler of the Vedanta Sutra. The commentation on the Vedanta Sutra by Vyasadeva in the Srimad Bhagavatam gives the real understanding of the Vedanta Sutra. The Supreme Lord
is so full that for the deliverance of the conditioned soul, he is the supplier and digester of foodstuff, the witness of his activity, and the giver of knowledge in the form of Vedas. And as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the teacher of the Bhagavad Gita, he is worshipable by the conditioned soul. Thus, God is all good, God is all merciful. So, one thought that I had about this is that we remember things and we forget things. And Prabhupada's pointing out that one of the things we all forget is our past lives. And that Krishna is giving us a chance to remember everything by sending the Vedas to us through a spiritual master or through a book distributor or through some devotee who's following him. So he's causing us to forget and he's also giving us a chance to remember.
In the same way, in terms of forgetfulness and remembrance, conditioned life means being forgetful of Krishna. And now we have developed a tendency toward material enjoyment. So this principle is called apohanam. Forgetfulness works on the conditioned soul so that he is oblivious to his loving relationship with Krishna. So the Prabhupada said, if we could remember that relationship, we could not even bear material existence for a moment. So in the same way, this apohanam works upon the devotee by causing us to forget the enjoyment of the material world as we proportionately develop our remembrance and taste for spiritual life. So in this way, the Lord, he works with this principle both on the devotee and non-devotee. So we want to gain remembrance of our loving relationship with Krishna and the happiness that we derive from that. And we want to forget about this business of so-called material enjoyment.
Is anyone allowed to pass?
No, it's good. Why don't take it over to one of these gentlemen over here.
Well, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita in this verse that he is situated in everyone's heart and he guides the soul according to our desires and according to our past karma, and he sends spiritual master or representative at the same time in the scriptures. And as Maharaj says, that he reminds us to remember him and worship him. But at the same time, if someone doesn't want to remember, Krishna gives the forgiveness and the forgetfulness also. And at the same time, if someone doesn't want to remember, he facilitates in that direction also. So a person can just forget him completely. So point is that we have to follow according to scripture and spiritual master's guidance, so we can remember him easily and worship.
Yes. Very nice. Very nice. See how much you can learn from anybody. It's transcendental knowledge. you. Very nice. The Vedic knowledge is so sublime and so pure that anybody who reads it,
you can see just by this little discussion that we've had without going into more than maybe a few minutes of each person, how everybody gets a realization when they read Bhagavad Gita. It's not just, it becomes a thought that you think about, but it actually is a form of realization where you relate it to something that you did or that you thought, or some part of your being, and it becomes something real then. It's not just something that you stack away in some corner of your brain, but it becomes what we learn to call realized knowledge. if I went to a new city, and someone said, all right, you're going to lecture now, tomorrow morning. And one of the things that the devotees said to me that gave me a lot of confidence, it took years to develop, they just said, it doesn't matter what you say, it's the quality of your vibration that's going to make an impression. And that kind of stuck in my mind, that in one sense it doesn't really matter what words or how you phrase it or how good your delivery is, but you have a realization, just like everyone who spoke here. I mean, I really learned a lot, I have to say, just by hearing what everyone had to say. And I'm sure we all learned a lot, because it was the power of our vibration that we realized something. It was a very real exchange. It was something that happened to us as we heard and thought about this verse. So it shows that when Krishna says this, there's no such thing, no thing in the world is sublime, this transcendental knowledge. That it really is, it's different, it's really sublime. So it's just the kind of thing we never get tired of reading. And when Prabhupada asks us to apply our brains to this reading, you can see that just by thinking about it a little bit more, a little bit extra, we get all kinds of deep realizations about life we didn't have before. Sometimes when I was living in the temple, I would think, well, so-and-so's going to lecture, not really. I think I'm going to go to that one, or I'll take some other things and do them well and sitting there and take my own personal notes and plan my agenda and all this. But then I started thinking, well, that's not right. Everyone has something to say. So then I started getting into the habit of taking notes, whoever would talk. And I found that whoever talked, even if someone had never lectured before, there was always something to write down, something to learn. And there's classes. I remember Radhani gave a class, it must have been 20 years ago, and I can remember the exact words of something that he said. And it's always been with me. I remember you were giving a class in L.A., and he said that he was with a group of people, of devotees, and they were with what was then the anti-cult movement. They were having kind of a debate or discussion. And one of them made some derogatory comment about the Krishna consciousness movement, the way he saw it. And the way Agrani Maharaj answered, he said, I'm going to answer you in Sanskrit phrase, Atmavan Manyate Jagat, he said. You see things the way you think, that's the way you see the whole world thinks, the same way. And it was a way to tell them that, you see things a certain way, you think that's the way it is. But it's not necessarily true, because everyone's got a different point of view. So that's something that was probably 15 or 20 years ago. He may not even remember saying it, but I remember it. I didn't even write that one down, but I remembered it. So it's just, these are the things that make transcendental knowledge transcendental. It's so real, because whoever gets realization and says something about it is something you may never forget. You probably won't forget a lot of things, because they're so important to you. So I not only remembered what he said, I remember the Sanskrit, I remember the context, and I remember the vibration that he put out when he spoke. And I thought another nice thing was that he was asked to give class at the last moment, and it was, as I remember, there was a section of the Bhagavatam where there were no purports, and you read about four or five verses till you got to a purport, because we always like to say what comment on Prabhupada, what he said. So he read up to that point, and then he spoke, and that was the thing I remember the most about that lecture. And I still use it, I still say that, repeat that. So we should have a little more kirtan before? We could do this, we could chant a bit of japa. Maybe we'll have a kirtan, and then we can all chant japa together. Okay. So we've got some of our Siddhanta Maharajis here. Just a short kirtan, and then